This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are learning Simen Tzadi Daled Se'if Beis. We're at the end of Se'if Beis. Let's review. If you're davening to a different direction, for example, you want to become wise, you want to become wealthy, and or you're riding on an animal, and there's no way for you to turn toward Eretz Yisrael. At least turn your face there. At least turn your face there. Now the Rama said that we face east because we're west of Eretz Yisrael, but don't make the Arayin dead east, but it should be a little bit off to the south. If they remind you in the middle of Shemone Esrei, you cannot move your legs, but you should just turn your head. Unless, of course, the rest of the tzibur is davening in a different direction. Now, yesterday we saw something very interesting in Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yud Aleph, that in our Medinos, basically based on the Levush, that in our Medinos, we're not dead west of Eretz Yisrael, we're a little bit to the north, so the Arayin of the Beis HaKnesses should be south-east. And this way, you're opposite Eretz Yisrael, and it's not mamish, dead east where the sun rises. Fine. Now, if you look in the Rama who continues, you should be mechave neged emtza hayoyim. And then umisha roitza lekayim amaram haroitza lahasher yatsbin oy lahachgim yadim. If you want to fulfill what Chazal say, that if you want to become wealthy, you face north, or wise, you face south, mikamakam yitzadeid panav lemizrach. Still, your face should be to the east. So what does that mean, your face should be to the east? That means you're facing, your body is to the south, and your face is to the east. But Varashi Perishibcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, that not that you face south with your head to the east, rather you face east with your head to the south. Shiyam lemizrach, v'yitzadei pan ledarmai letzafayin, v'chein min hagenu. That's our minhag v'nachayin. Meaning, the correct thing to do is, your body should be toward Eretz Yisrael, and if you need wisdom or money, then you use your head for that. Whoa, he brings a major chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Psh, I never knew this. He says, when Chazal say, Haroitza lahachkim yadrim oile lahasher yatsvin, it doesn't mean you stand that way, the Hoshman Esrei. It means when you're davening for chachma, you turn to the south. When you're davening for money, you turn to the north. That's why people shuckle like that. You thought it's because they're not thinking about the words, they're thinking about the Yankees. Nah, they have very deep kavanas. They want wisdom and money. They can't make up their mind whether they want wisdom or money. So they try to do both. The problem is the guy who's doing it between the east and the west, and not between the north and the south. That guy, Taka, is thinking about the Yankees. Okay, so this way, you're not doing something different than the Tzibor. Because if you're going to follow what the Rama says, and you're going to stand facing the south with your head to the east, that's different than everybody else. In places where they do like the Levush, namely, you basically put the Arayin southeast. That's the Hakoysel Tzimzach Jomis. Ain't Sarach Lahajim. Now you don't have to be Majim anymore. The Belav Hachikenu. Because anyway, you're to the south. That's very interesting. In other words, I still haven't figured out where my Arayin is. But if our Arayin is southeast, then you don't have to be Majim because you're already being Majim. Even though you would think if you want wisdom, you got to south it up completely. You can't give a half effort south. You can't give a partial southern facing. You need to be fully committed to the south. No, you don't have to be fully committed to the south. If the Arayin is southeast, you're doing both. Anyway, now, if you do that, Gami Yavsha Lahatzbin, it would be impossible to be Matzbin, Denira, Kahoifech Panam Eretz Yisrael. It looks like you're turning away from Eretz Yisrael. Now that Eretz Yisrael is in the south. Siv Gimel. Misheinu Yachal Chavein Haruchais, Yechavein Libail Aviv Shabashamai. So this is a very interesting sif. Because here you have the word Yechavana two times, and I think it means two different things. If you can't, it fundamentally means the same thing, but if you can't face, you can't figure out what direction you're in. You have no idea. You don't know if you're north, south, east, or you're middle of a field. And of course, a guy takes out his compass. These guys who take out their compass, they don't even know how to use the compass. They're going like this, you know? Whatever direction they're facing, it's always east, you know? But anyway, if you can't figure out what direction, then not face Hashem, be mechavin in your heart toward Hashem. Sivdad, hoy roichev al chamar. If you're riding on a donkey, ein sarch leireid ulespalel. You don't have to get off and daven. Even if you have someone to hold on to your donkey, you could pray while you're going. Or if you're on a boat, or on a wagon, if you could stop it. Stop it. Otherwise, I guess im yachal la'amayid means if you could stand up. Stand. If not, yoyshev b'makom esval, sit in your place and daven. Ayim hayoholech baraglav. If you are walking misval derech ilucha, you could daven while you're walking. Afim ein panav keneged Yerushalayim. Even if you're not facing Yerushalayim, afilu shaloy b'makom sakana. Even if you're not in danger, ki im yamoid v'yisvalo. Because if you stop and you daven yikshev einov ichor darkoi, you're not going to be happy about your delay. V'yitarid libay, your heart will become preoccupied. V'yuchal lachem, you won't be able to have kavana. V'hakol lefi hadarach, everything will be in accordance with the distance. Ulefi hamakom, in the place. Ulefi yarasai, and how afraid you are. V'yishav datai, and how settled you are. So basically, if you're traveling, we don't continue. You're hiking, continue to hike up the mountain. And you could continue to daven while you're doing so. V'yesh machmirin, there are those who are machmir, lamoid ba'avais, to stop. I guess here it means to stop, not to stand, to stop for avais. V'roi lachash adavrayim. And it is correct to be chayshish for that opinion. Imhu shaloi b'makam sakana, if it's not in a place of danger. So the first daya is, seems like the Mahari Abuhav. The second, the day Oyim Hoya Hoylech Baraglov, you could daven while you're traveling, is Toisus. And Rabbeinu Yerucham, who the Yesh Machmirim is, doesn't tell you. But you should be choshesh for them. Says the Mishabura, Derech Hiluchah, Mnei Shekash Olav, Iko Vaderech, Mnei Dath Mishavas Olav, Ayidei Zeh. If you're riding on a donkey, you don't have to get off, but you daven while you're traveling, because the delay is going to shter your kavana. You won't be happy. Then, if you're on a boat, or on a wagon, if you could stand, Rotzalomer, She'eno Yoyshev, you're not sitting. Elo oimed al raglav. You're standing on your feet. Avo mikomakim ahalech betnuais hasfin va'akon shalchin kedarkan. But you're still continuing to move with the usual movements of the boat or the wagon. So if you could stand up on the animal or on the boat or on the wagon, you should do so. What if you're davening on a bus? And they get to your stop. Now what? You're davening on a train. They get to your stop. Says Reb Chaim, you get off. Because you're allowed to daven while you're walking. So if you're allowed to daven while you're walking, you're allowed to get off at your stop if you're in the middle of davening. Okay. V'im lav yoshev. Otherwise, you should sit. Uv'chozos yachzer panel Eretz Yisrael efshai. And nevertheless, you should try to face Eretz Yisrael if you can. And Now you're allowed, if you're walking, you continue to walk, because if you stop, it's going to shtar you that you have a delay. And it's going to shtar your yishuv das. V'yishuv daitivim, kadam hu lehashayara, umamtim aleyem, v'yesh lo mishi, yachaz es behemta, yer lemat v'yisvala. If, let's say, you got to the caravan before everyone else. So basically, you're waiting for them to take off. And somebody could watch your animal, so get down from your animal and daven. Certainly, if you're walking, let's say you walked to the caravan, so you have to stand up and daven. By standing up, it's not going to preoccupy you. Because anyway, you're waiting for the caravan to leave. There are those who are machmir to stop for avos. Why? The bebrichas avos hakavana lekuva. For avos kavanas ma'akev ulkel kaman simin kof aleph. U'mahalich eni yachal lechavin kol kach. If you're walking, you can have so much kavana. V'chein b'roichev al behema. Likewise, if you're riding on an animal, ya'amida, you should stop it ad gemar bebrichas avos. So let's say you're riding on an animal. The best thing to do is stop it for avos. Aval ein sarach ler mimeno. You don't have to get down. So, next halacha. You're on a boat, you're on a wagon, and you can't stand for the Shemoneh Esrei. But you should try to stand at least for the bowings. If you're sitting on a boat, or a wagon, if you could stand up for the bowings, you should. Kadeshe koirea ma'umad, so that you could bow standing, and take 3 steps back. So I guess, let's say you're on a flight. So if they let you daven in, you know, the kitchen, great. Let's say they don't let you do that. What about standing up? You can't stand in the aisle. But if you have, you know, you're flying upgraded, and technically, maybe you could stand the whole davening. But if you can't stand the whole davening, at least you should stand for the parts of Shemoneh Esrei to bow and take 3 steps back. Hagah. Afal pi sheyoshev b'chalat tefillah, even though you're sitting for the rest of the davening, komakim efshel lamed yamoid, if you're able to stand for the parts of the bowing, you should kedei lekayim akriyos v'apsiyos kedarkan to mekayim, the bowings and the steppings properly. Now, I'll just point out, many people, even when they're not on an airplane, when they're in a shul, they don't bow. They pay homage to the ancient custom of the Hebrews that they used to bow. Bowing doesn't mean your head. Bowing doesn't mean 10%. It doesn't mean 20%. It doesn't mean 30%. It doesn't mean 40%. It means achi fakaku kochol yosha b'shidra. You're an Orthodox Jew. You don't eat chametz on Pesach. You eat kosher food. Your wife goes to the mikvah. Why can't you bow by Shemoneh Esrei? What's your problem, pal? Just bow. No, well, you think people are watching you? Let them watch you and learn how to bow. You need to bow until all the vertebrae protrude. Also, taking 3 steps back. Taking 3 steps back, you're not going for a layup. You're not going for a layup. You're not jumping. You're not tippy-toeing. These are precise steps where you put your heel by your toe. It's not that complicated. It's not that when you go to a supermarket, you know how to buy kosher food? That you know how to do. So why can't you take 3 steps back? Okay. That was just a public service announcement. So this is not relegated to airplanes. The im if it's impossible, let's say you're riding on an animal, yachser habehima shloisha psiyos acharei. Then have the you're riding on a cow. Say Elsie, left foot back, then right foot, then left foot. Right, take the 3 steps back. It's considered like you did it yourself. This is a good trivia question. When could you have a cow do something for you? In halacha. You know, there's no shlichas to a cow. Ain't shlichas l'behema. But if you're on an animal, the cow could take 3 steps back for you. It's interesting. It doesn't say for the bowings, Elsie, get down. Ad sheifakuku kol chul yosha b'shidra. That's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, You're sitting for the whole tefillah. Why are you sitting for the whole tefillah? Maybe a susa. You're afraid. You can't stand. You're on some kind of boat that you're not comfortable standing the whole time. But at least for the bowings. I would have thought the gamba makam akriyos adav leishev. I would say you might have thought if you're sitting for the whole davening, you should sit for the bowing. No, kamash alon, you should stand for the bowings. What if you can't stand for the bowings? Shulchan Aruch says later on you should bow in your place. What if you're lying down? If a person's sick, so then bend your head. Sif v'hu adin kishem halich baraglav yira lamoy k'tzas b'shas hakriyos v'yivsa l'achar shos. Let's say you're davening on a hike. You're climbing up to Mount Everest, and you really can't stop. But at least you should stop for the bowings and for the three steps back. Now, I don't know if the guys behind you on Mount Everest are going to appreciate it when all of a sudden the guy in front of them starts heading back. Yachser habehima o yachser atzmai la'achorav agav behemtoi kederch shahya noigim haya ba li'ipater melefnei hamelach. Again, the Rama says if you're riding on an animal, you should have the animal go back three steps. That's how I read it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, two possibilities. Either have the animal go back, or yachser hab atzmoy la'achoyrev agabe behemtai. What does that mean? What are these two options? What?
Shuffle yourself backwards along the back of the animal.
So you're gonna slip back on the animal, like if you were taking leave before a king, you would shuffle yourself to the back. What if somebody's davening on a wheelchair? So if Shlomo Zalman, then you have the chair go back, either through yourself or have someone help you shear of shalosh psiyos. Okay, Rabbi Isai. We'll hold it over here. Pick it up tomorrow, Sivvav. Shkayach, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.